Tonight's shiur, Mishnah Soifrim, Oisius Aleph through Dalet. Tsuras Ois Aleph. The appearance of the letter Aleph. Tiye Nekudo HaElyona Kein Yud. The first thing you have to know is that the dot over the body of the Aleph should look like a Yud. V'oikets Katan Oleho with a small spike. Via Panea Imaukets Hofuch Ketsas Klapi Milo. And the whole face of this yud with its spike should be tilted upwards. The yerech hayud dovuk el gag haguf beemsa hagag. The leg of this yud, that's the top part of the aleph, should be attached to the body of the aleph in the center. The yesof hagag shel tzad yamin lechatchila okum lemala me'achrov ketsas. The center piece or the main body of the aleph, when it reaches its bottom on the right, it should l'chadchila be a little bit inclined upwards. V'anakuda shalamata, and as far as the appearance of the dot on below the body of the aleph, t'yerechoyko min roish shel haguf kashir uvi komus v'chetzi. You should descend the thickness of the quill and a half, and then place that yud, if you will, on the bottom part, the left bottom part of the aleph. So even though the yud above the body of the aleph is like right up against it, we don't distance it. When it comes to the yud on the bottom of the aleph, we'd like it to be a kulmus and a half below. What's the kulmus? Uvi kulmus nikra roichev hakav hayotzim and a kulmus kashu kosev. The thickness of a kulmus is what we refer to as the thickness of the line that you write from the quill as it's stretched across the page. So that is the thickness of the kulmus. V'nakuda tachton, as far as the bottom yud or the bottom dot is concerned, yelchadchila oikets katan lemat letzad yamin. It should have a small spike below on the right side. It's supposed to look like a yud. And it's hanging from its crown to the body of the aleph above. The left spike of the upper nekuda of the yud above the body, which is essentially the tag above the yud, that should be on the same line as the bottom right spike of the bottom yud. Ad kan l'shon Beis Yosef, that's the language of the Beis Yosef. So essentially you're supposed to attempt to line up the upper left to the bottom right of the two yuds, that they should be in the same line. It's not ma'akiv if they're not precisely like that, and a sefer mumcha will do it this way, but not every sefer is that careful. Umashma merieta delishne. From the reading of the language of Beis Yosef, it implies
what's rieta?
Quickness, like rohat is to run.
Right.
So from the running of the language, rieta delishne means as the flow of his speech. It's implied from the way he writes it, the ein sorech uket smoil lo yud ha'elyon sh'ala aleph, that there is no left spike of the upper yud above the aleph. Doesn't mention it. He mentions a spike going up, but doesn't mention anything going down. Ach prima godem simen lam abeis b'shavam b'os choftes, you look in prima godem, in the eshla avam and simen lam abeis, that really we do want the yud above the aleph to also have the left spike, just like any other yud, if you're writing the yud by itself. If the yudim of the aleph touch, whether it's the elyon or tachton, whether it's the upper or lower yud, it touches begaka aleph, the actual body of the aleph, Yosim mekom dibuko, not besides the place that it's supposed to be touching. Obviously, they're supposed to be touching at one spot. If it's touching besides that, dehainu shei nikur haroish, so you don't even notice that it looks like yud. Elakav moshuch b'shav, this is a thick line coming out of the body of the aleph. V'chein yudei hashin va'ayin va'pei v'tzadi, the same problem could occur with the yuds that appear or the vavs over the shin. the ayin, the pei, the tzadi, a rosh asmoli sheba ayin v'tzadi, or the upper left side of the ayin or tzadi, shetzerch lios kein zayin, it should appear like a zayin. Im nagu begufa ois yoisim become the bukum posel. If it's touching the ois more than where it's supposed to be just attached, that's posel. So if he made essentially these thick lines, and you can't discern the ois clearly because you didn't make it in the shape of a yud that's attached, but made a whole thick line just attached. So if you did that, that would be possible. That's not what it's supposed to look like, because you don't discern that it has the shape of a yud or a vav in the case of the other oisius. Rakim lo kosef idai in yoisev tefillin mezuzos. Now, if he didn't write anything else in tefillin mezuzos, mutu lahavos lahachif harashim, then you can still thicken the top, kadeshe nik harosh, that you see clearly a head above that line. For oifen hatakana de graven, if you want to fix it by scraping, I am shuchanor simulan beis sof sif yudches, look back in the end of sif yudches simulan beis, that you can't just scrape to create the head that was missing. You'd have to scrape the whole thing off, or the whole excess part, and then rewrite that so it shouldn't be chaktochus. Now, if the yud above or below isn't touching the body of the aleph at all, it's also possible. Look back at Sima Beis Chafei, and we learned that there's no problem shlo kesidron to fix that. There's a fascinating berlocha, just an introduction almost to how he writes what he's writing over here. If you take a look, the first berlocha, that this bottom yud should have an oikitz katan on the right side. Now, if you examine this pamphlet, if you will, the bekama koymis in many places lo bi arti befnim, I did not clarify inside. V'gam b'shartzian, nor did I clarify in shartzian. Im hadin huak lechatchila, or the yevet. Is this lechatchila de kalocha, or is it ma'akib the yevet? I didn't clarify. V'achas mishlosha sibas. There's one of three reasons why I didn't do that. Either it's obvious this is only the chachil dekalin or b'diavad is ma'akev, or odiyesh b'zeh protim hamischal may depend on other details. Diyesh b'zeh lefamim lechachil, lefamim b'diavad. Sometimes it's chachil, sometimes it's b'diavad. Gomash kosev, like we say that tzarecha ois la'asos kol v'cho, it should be like this and like this. Kadesh yuchal ha'asmich ois etzlo, in order to put another letter nearby. The poshtin lo'asa kain, if you didn't do that, but there's a nasa hefsek b'teva, and now there's a break in the word. Shneir kishnei teva, looks like two words. The pause, that's no good. Vimzer oisu b'sof teva, if it's the last letter of the word, kasher b'diav, then it'll be kasher, because you're not, there is a hefsek to the next word. For habikir tzibzeh, so there's many other examples like this, what makes a difference where the character appears in the word, if it's in the middle or at the end, whether it should be ma'akev or not. I didn't want to get into details that long, that lengthy, so therefore I was silent about it. Third possibility. I wasn't sure. I left it as it is without saying, is it l'chachil, is it b'diavad? Therefore, don't be so quick to make him, or the other way, don't be so quick to be machmer, or l'chachim, cause a hefsit for others, unless you have a clear proof to whether it's chafila with the evidence on. So he's going to leave us with a certain degree of ambiguity in some of these things. If you take a look in lesser quality parshias, the aleph do not have all these precise uktsim here and there and lining up exactly precise the way he's describing it. It looks like an aleph. It looks like an aleph. Everyone knows it's an aleph. It's basically what it's supposed to be. We're going to say that it's kosher. Tsuras ois beis. What is the beis supposed to look like? Ois beis tzerch ma'oid lizaher b'yibor. You got to be very careful to square off your beis. So teinir is kechaf. You don't want it to look like a chaf. V'neir is kechaf psul. If it looks like a chaf, it's possible. V'm safik, if you don't know if it looks like a chaf or not, what do? As I man the tinik, show it to a child. V'tzirich lios mubas b'yamin. The squaring that we're concerned about is on the right side. Bein lamala, bein lamata. Whether it's the top of the bays or the bottom of the bays. Fim lamala agula ulamata mubas. If it's rounded on top, but at the bottom it's a perfect square. Tzorich iyum b'zeh, not clear. Ve'ein lahokal, one should not be lenient. However, the Dina, we would not take it as Sefer Torah if you found this in the Sefer Torah, that the top was round, the bottom was squared off. And Sfaradim write this way, L'chatchila, that the top is rounded, the bottom is squared. That we're marked with the bottom should be squared. That's where we want to look at. The Ikar is the bottom, not the top. At the top of the base on the left side, there should be a small tag. It looks like a stick, a cane going up above it. And on the right side of the top, we want a little spike going out. Note that ha'alef leaning towards the alef. This is Yerushalmi Chagiga. Why does a base have two uksen? Echel the mal of echel achav, one above, one going to the back. Oyim the beis, we say to the beis, mi baracha, who created you? Mar lehem ba'uksa shalamal, it points up. Umashemo, what's his name? Mar lehem ba'uksa shalachav, it points back. Lasada aleph, or something to say, echad shemo, he's one. His name is one. Gam yila ekev of lamata. Now, on the bottom, not only is it squared, it's got to stick out a little bit. That's it, has its heel that sticks out. Ki temunasa kmo dalid toch garon shel vav, that the ta, it should appear like a dalid that's resting on the throat of a vav. So the bottom of the base, if you will, of the base, is the leg of the vav, and then that little ukitz at the back, the akev, I should say, is the top of the vav sideways, and the top is a dalid sitting in it. Al Kain, Sarach Lius Lazovius, the Malay Shia Kadal, so the top has to be squared off like a Dalad. The Ekev Tov Lamata, and a good noticeable heel, if you will, at the bottom. Shia B'Makom Rosh Hashavav, which is instead of the top of the Vav. There's a Shart Sion here in Vav that says that this thick heel, this extension at the base that goes beyond the leg of the base, like the Dalad part. So chatchila, this Chacham Sofer, beis bli ekev ein lifts. We're not going to pass a beis that's missing that piece, as long as it's not rounded like a chof. Umash bizet shegula mamash amalachivs. But if it's rounded on the bottom, it's taka posel, and that's the halacha. If the bottom of the beis is round, then you got to take another sefer Torah. That's no good, and it doesn't help to ask a child. It doesn't help if a kid says, oh, that's a base. It's not a base. If the bottom is rounded, now you have an issue that it resembles the letter chaf. But if the top is rounded, and it's not right, he says he's not supposed to do it, but Lamai said, we want to take another sefer Torah for that.
What's the ekev? Just the part that's extending.
Correct.
To the left?
When he says ekev, he's referring to the bottom right corner that goes beyond the vertical line. It's like a vav laying down. That top of the vav laying down is the ekev we're talking about. The toiv she'oyrach ve'roichav habeis ye kegimel kumosin. Now, in addition, it's a good thing if the length and width of this beis is going to be 3 kumos length and width. Ve'roichav chalala kuvi kumos. And the empty spot in between the top and bottom is also with kumos thickness. So essentially, you have the entire thickness of the kumos for the top, the entire thickness of the kumos for the bottom, and the same amount empty in the center.
That's 3 by 3.
Right? Exactly. That's the concept of how l'chatchila you made, even though very often I think there's more space than this, but that's conceptually how you want to do it. Vim kitzer habeis at shenira kanun kafufa latinik l'chacham latibish. Now, if I didn't lengthen the top and bottom of my beis long enough, and it looks like a nun, to a child who's not too smart, not too stupid, take a look later in the dinim of ois nun kafufa, means a regular nun. Beis Yosef by aleph beis sheni ois vav, and beis Yosef in aleph beis sheni ois vav. The achach matzasi came behead the pima garden. Then I found this explicit in the pima garden's introduction. Ayin shem shakosef, he writes here the betrilna mezuzus lo mahayim is a tikkun hamshicha kmo beis from the kesidron. That if you basically made it into a nun, it doesn't help to fix it into a beis afterwards because it's still a kesidron now. To extend the top and bottom when it's too late after the fact, it's still a kesidron.
Now, is it allowed if a cipher makes a form for each letter? Pre-made, like you measured it, like
stencil?
Stencil.
Absolutely not. It's a Gemara Yerushalmi. This is the silk screen Sefer Torah business. We don't do that. Mashma, I think it's before Yerushalmi that they post can quote that it's not considered ksav. It talks about Edom, we don't know how to write. So they make a stencil and they just fill in the ink. And it's not called ksav. So if it's not called ksav, it's not ksav for Sefer Torah either. Tsuris Ois Gimel. The appearance of the letter Gimel. Ois Gimel, Tia Gufa Kmo Zayin L'Chadchila. Chadchila, the Gimel's body, the main frame of the Gimel should look like a Zayin. V'chein kol roshei smol sheba ois right in his gates. The truth is, all the top left characters of the Shatnez Gates letters looks like a Zayin. V'ya rosh ov, it should have a thick head. V'regel yamin dak v'yorid ma'at l'mata yosem yerech smol. As the Gimel descends, the right leg should be narrow, and it should go a little below the left yerech. He doesn't call it a leg, he calls it the thigh. The protrusion on the bottom of the Gimel going left should be a little higher than the regel on the right. It should not be on a sharp angle, just a little bit. And it should not be inverted. It should be pulled out or drawn out equal. And lift it a little bit, facing the dalet. The yerech has to face up, not facing in, so to speak. Another way of saying it is that the yerech of the gimel should be facing away from the right leg of the gimel, as opposed to akum, where it's facing towards the right leg of the gimel. Vayerech smol yemoshu ketzas of el hazayin shebetzida v'bedakus. Now, this left yerech should be a little thick where it's attached to the Zion next to it, and not just a very thin connection. Almost should look like a nun. So where the aleph, you have these yuds, that are very small bit of ink connecting them. But when it comes to the yerech of the gimel and the Zion of the gimel, we want it to be a little stronger connection, not a thin, tiny line. And it could almost resemble a little bit the ordinary nun. The hayarech yenomuch k'dilahasmich os etzel rosho. Now you want this yerech to be low in height, in order that you could side it up right next to the next letter, and it shouldn't be a large space between the oisius. So it's almost like the next letter will fit over it. Ushloisha tagin al rosha. The gimel has three tagin. If the yerech is actually attached entirely to the leg and there's no like V space between them, so you scrape off the entire yerech and that's enough. Again, chok tuchus will not allow you to just make a little air space between it. That's not good enough. If you totally attach them and there was no space, you would have to scrape off the entire left side, and all you'll see is the Zion, and then you try it again. Like we clarified, in Gras Achotim, when he talked about scraping off the beak of the mem, or the hanging piece of the mem. The halachs of Tagin, we clarified at the end of the simon in the Mishnah Berurah. Look over there. So basically, the problem here was Rehimamish, it looked like a nun. The whole bottom left part was up against the right part, and there's no space, it looks like a nun. So it had to be scraped off. Tsuras ois dalid, the appearance of the letter dalid. Ois dalid, tser shiyeh gaga oruch v'ragla katsara. The letter dalid should have a long, healthy top and a short leg. Shimtei ragla arucha migaga, if the leg is longer than the top, tidmel chav pshuto, you might be confused with a chav sofis. Viti posel, kishlo yikru enatinik dalad. And it'll be compulsive when a child looks at it and says, oh, that's a chav, then you're sunk. Ulchadchila tsarshti a regal pshuto bishipur ketsasad yamin. The leg, lchadchila, should be a very simple, slight leaning to the right. Vishyelo tag katan berosh gaga mitzat smol, and on the upper left there should be a single small tag. V'tzarech ma'od lizor bibua. One should be very careful to make sure the dalad is squared on the right side. Shotei nearest kareish, because otherwise it looks like a reish. V'ti posa ayde kriyas atinuk, and it becomes posa if a child looks at it and mistakes it for a reish. Now, we don't satisfy ourselves with just a right angle on the right side, top right of the dalet. It should have a good gezunt ekev. Again, the ekev is the part that extends beyond the vertical line. We want it to go over that line a little bit. And that clearly defines it as a dalet as opposed to a resh. Ki tumunasahu kmo shnei vavim segurim. We like it to look like two vavim that meet at a right angle. One vav is laying down horizontal, and one vav is standing up vertical. The vertical vav is facing backwards, and the horizontal vav is laying with it the foot of the vav against the top of the vertical vav. So the idea of the vav and segurin is the vav and meet and close off a right angle. Va'ekev hu keneged rosh havav ha'echad. So the protrusion on the back of the dalad is essentially the top of one vav, the vertical vav that's facing backwards. Va'ulkos shal paneha, and the spike that goes up from the left top end of the dalad, hu keneged rosh vav hashnia, that basically represents the head of the second vav, the laying down vav, where the foot is touching the vertical vav. So the left end is the head of this vav. Again, it's a laying down vav facing upwards, and that's the ukitz representing that part of the imaginary vav, if you will. Im regel hadalad ein barakim lo yud. If the leg of the dalad is exceedingly short, it's just the size of a yud or one kolmis, kasher, it's still okay. V'ayim b'sof os tough, look later, we'll get to this in the letter tough. Im kasev hey makam dalad, if by accident he wrote a hey instead of a dalad, which means he made a dalad and he put a leg, hanging leg, ein takana ligro haregel. It's not enough just to scrape off the hanging leg. U'laniach hadalad, and now you're left with a dalad. Me'achash enifsal, because once it was possum, the dumbbell to his hand looked like a hay. Lo avid midi, you're not doing anything by scraping off the hanging part. You're back to chotochos. Vegam limshuch hagag nailo, it doesn't help to extend the top. The koshal nisla tzursa ois have a chotochos, because we still have a problem with chotochos, because the ois itself wasn't changed by just lengthening the top. Vakzerach ligro hagag, not only do you scrape off the hanging part of the hay, scrape off from the gag, actually, hey, ketsuras vav, until it's down to like a vav. Umashlim, then you extend it back out. Oshe yigro gam haregel yamin kula, or a different ace is just to scrape off the whole right leg. Velo yashir ba filik mal yud, there shouldn't be even a yud in length, because then you have nothing, just a line standing there. And then you could refill in that leg.